I'm the guy that gets to tell them that they're not getting their money back.
The godfather of cybercrime, 30,000?
I'm not nearly as popular as you, Steve.
You should probably try and piss more people off.
Maybe I should.
I get a few victims in, it gets taken down. I don't care, I've made a profit, I've done basically nothing. If you manage to make some money out of that, you're just profiting off other people's misery. I could have destroyed this guy's life.
What type of special attention do you give them?
Let's maybe move on.
It's not that hard to look out for your fellow man. It takes some time and effort to do that.
If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
If it seems too good to be true, guess what? It friggin' is! Johnson, former United States most wanted cyber criminal, now good guy, and host of the Brett Johnson Show. Today's episode, we've got Steve from scamkillers.org. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about how to identify scams, some of the work he does, what got him started in that work, and what you can look for to keep from getting scammed as well. Now, before we get to into that, this is the Brett Johnson Show. And here's the thing, I am still trying to figure out what the new Brett Johnson Show is about. One of the segments that we have is called The Art of Accountability, and that's what we're starting out with today. And I had a different topic today, but before I came on the show, a gentleman over at Twitter, he sent me a message. I wanted to handle this topic instead, so I'm going to read the message that he sent, and we're going to talk about that for a couple minutes, and we're going to move on from that point. This is from Alex. And Alex says he had watched the Jordan Peterson interview that I gave just a couple weeks ago. And he says, could thoroughly relate when you said you still hadn't had proper friends even now. And by implication, the general state of the male condition in Anglo-American social life nowadays. He goes on to say, he was talking to a friend of his and he says, our specific conversation was about the lost art of mentoring young men and boys, something I have found invaluable in my own childhood and adolescence, and which I think had a big role to play in creating a reasonably successful and emotionally stable life outcome for myself and opening a lot of doors for me. My dad was fine, but it's not realistic for every dad to play that role. Even some good men are just fathers, not dads. My parents are first-generation immigrants who came to a foreign country in their mid-30s. They're not going to inhabit my reality, least of all my dad. All that to say, I had another older man in my life who took me in under his wing and helped me a lot with bootstrapping my computing hobbies, getting me access to equipment, and later listening to two lifetimes worth of teenage angst over email. I think he was the kind of cool American dad I never had. And he had two daughters, so I was, in a sense, a son he never had. Though I wouldn't want to get too lyrical about it, and I had some other people like that in my life over the years. And Alex goes on to talk about how, especially today in America, and it may be like that all over the world, but certainly in America, we don't really have men who are role models anymore. You know, it's you can call it male toxicity, and I will grant you there are several males out there that are very toxic. Lord knows in my past I have been toxic myself. But I think the point I'm trying to reach is, and when I was talking to Mr. Peterson, Dr. Peterson, and I said I didn't have any friends even now, that tended to resonate. I've gotten countless messages and emails just referencing that one point about people saying they understood. And it's a shame that males in society today don't really have many outlets to get friends. I don't know how we fix that. I really don't. I don't know how I fix it because, hell, I don't have any friends. I've got acquaintances. I've got associates. I don't really have a lot of deep-seated friendships where we share and exchange, you know, the deepest secrets and problems with each other, like a lot of women tend to do. That's one problem. The other problem is we are raising a generation of boys coming into men, and there's not really any role models out there for them. You see a lot of men that really don't do much of anything. They don't try to lead. They sit there and follow and just sit back and take it. And I'm not quite sure that's what we need to be doing. We need to be trying to produce healthy human beings. I'm a parent, step-parent. I've got two sons, and I don't know a damn thing about raising boys at all. Not a thing. But every single day, I try my best to make sure that they're good human beings. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to set an example and lead by example, model this behavior, so that the children that are coming up under our tutelage understand, see that, and then mimic it later on. All right, and in today's headlines, I wanted to talk about something that is trending on social media right now. It's been on TikTok, it's been on Facebook Shorts, it's on Twitter, it's all over the place. They're talking about T-Mobile, how T-Mobile is planning on fining consumers for shaft if they make any type of sexual, hate-filled comments, mention alcohol, tobacco, or firearms. So shaft. Here's the thing. That is not completely accurate what they're talking about in social media right now. Now that I'm going to pull it up right now. We're going to discuss this. Beginning January 1st, 2024, T-Mobile is instituting three new fees for non-compliant traffic that result in a severity zero violation. Those things are tier one, $2,000 per instance of phishing, smishing, social engineering. Social engineering being referring to the practice of targeting individuals in a way that manipulates individuals to reveal private information, PII, credit card numbers, social security numbers, blah, 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 blah. Tier two, $1,000 fines for illegal content, including but not limited to cannabis, marijuana, CBD, illegal prescription, solicitation, blah, 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 blah. And then tier three. This is the shaft section that I talked about. So anything that mentions sexual content, hate speech, alcohol, firearms, tobacco, shaft, $500 per instance. This is now a terms of service with T-Mobile. Now, what's interesting here is that on social media, we're seeing a lot of people talking about how T-Mobile is going to fine consumers for that type of action. That is absolutely not true. This is aimed directly at business to business. That's all it's aimed at. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because this is not the first time something like this has reared its head recently. Just last November, I'm going to share screen one more time. So just last November, PayPal, it came out in the news that PayPal was planning on fining consumers for any type of misinformation that they may have posted on any social media platform whatsoever. That was part of the terms of service that PayPal was going to come out and make users of PayPal adhere to. $2,500 per instance of misinformation. There was such hubbub about that PayPal quickly backtracked on that. Now, the reason I bring this up, we have this thing called the First Amendment, freedom of speech. For some reason, a lot of tech companies that control the overall internet are starting to get it in their head that they can regulate free speech. And to be honest with you, platforms like Twitter, for example, that's privately owned. Elon Musk can allow whatever the hell he wants to or not allow whatever the hell he wants to on that platform. There's an issue, though. When you're starting to fine people for posting, say, hate speech, I think we can all agree on what some hate speech is, but not what all hate speech is. And it becomes a very scary, slippery slope when you've got a private corporation that operates for profit deciding what can or cannot be said, or what is hate, what is not hate, what's allowed, what's not allowed throughout the internet. This is something we need to watch out for. And while T-Mobile is absolutely just right now starting out at a business-to-business type service with these fines, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that T-Mobile could in the future direct that toward consumers. These things tend to trickle down over time. It starts with one specific area, and then it trickles down to every area as time goes on. So this is something we need to watch out for. I implore the people listening to this to pay attention to what's happening in our society. Pay attention to who is guarding avenues of communication. I'm Brett Johnson. We're going to move right on now. I'll talk to Steve from scamkillers.org. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the Brett Johnson Show.
Thank you for giving a shit. I can't help but joke around.
No. Hey, so you're in the Czech Republic right now.
Yeah. Went on a bit of a family holiday. Went and visited Santa Claus in Finland, and then a bit of Austria. And now I'm on a mountain on the side of the Czech Republic Poland border, looking at where there was supposed to be snow, but there's not. And talking to you.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you coming on and talking to me, truly. And you know, we've been connected on Twitter for a while now, and I have seen a lot of the good work and the posts that you do and things like that. And I wanted to invite you on the show first to ask you, how did you get involved in this type of work?
Well, originally, we'll go right back. A friend of mine had an issue with a car accident. So they'd had the car was stolen. My apologies. The car was stolen. A few days later, the car was found. The police contacted them and said, oh, nothing quite wrong with your car, but, you know, we'll just take it to the impound and the insurance can come and have a look. A couple of weeks later, they got a letter from the insurance, and the insurance said, I'm sorry, but your car's right off. You know, you're never getting it back, you know, and this is what kind of payout you're going to get. And they were like, but okay. So they sent someone down to the impound yard where the car was to get a few personal items out. And they're looking at the car, and there was nothing wrong with the car at all. So they went back to the insurance company and said, please explain. And it turns out that the insurance assessor was trying to get the car written off and rip them off and scam them, blah, 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 blah. So they told me about this, and I went, I reckon I can do something about this. And they gave me the guy's details. And my plan was I was going to ruin this guy. So I set up a fake Facebook and a fake Instagram and all these things around him. I friended all his family. I friended him. I was all around his whole world. And I was getting ready to push the button to just ruin this guy's life. Just ruin him. Like, you don't come at, I have a small circle of friends and family. And if anybody messes with them, I'm sorry. Right. That's just the way I am. I'm going to get in trouble one day. So I was getting ready to pull the button, and I was chatting to my friends, and I said, this is what I've done. This is what I've got set up. And they're like, yeah, nah, probably not. And I'm like, well, that's probably a good idea. And they were just happy knowing that I could have destroyed this guy's life. Meanwhile, my fake profiles on Facebook and Instagram and Telegram were getting all these messages from these amazing crypto investments. Would I like to invest $100 and get 100% return in 24 hours? And I was like, oh, of course I do. So obviously that was scams. And
obviously.
So I got my first one and I looked at it and then I was like, I wonder what I can do with this. And, you know, I fumbled around and had a look at the registrar and the hosting provider. And, you know, after a few days, I managed to get this website taken down. Meanwhile, more of them are pouring in. And I'm like, well, I've got all this stuff set up. I might as well do something good with it instead of destroying someone's life.
Right.
So I slowly started chipping away and taking down the odd sites. And then I worked out how to do it a bit better. And then I was taking down three or four at a time. And then I branched out my net so I could get more of them instead of just the ones that were coming to me. I was searching for them. And then next thing you know, I've taken down 25,000 scam websites and people are bringing me scams and victims are coming to me. And now I'm talking to you.
So you've taken down 25,000 scam websites.
Yeah. So I sort of, I don't want to say specialize, but I don't have a better word. I tend to target like the high yield investment programs, the high IPs, they call it, or the, essentially they're Ponzi scams.
Right.
Like all of them. They're all like, so it'll be, you know, put in $100, like I said before, and get 20% return every day for 7 days, or get 1% return every day for 300 days, or, right, you know, get 200% return in 5 hours. Or the most ridiculous one I ever saw was 500% return every hour forever.
Forever.
Which seems legit, obviously.
Oh, obviously.
That's why we're all doing it. We're all rich, and world poverty and hunger has ended. So, and the magic money tree just keeps on printing.
Of course. So okay. So let me ask, is it all cryptocurrency scams or what?
Well, they all have some sort of fake crypto sort of element to them, but generally it'll be like there's the fake crypto exchanges. So there's a million of them out there, and they're all the same template essentially, like this, and it'll be, you know, you invest your money here and do this, and these are all the coins we do, and this is all the money you can make, and we'll give you 200% deposit bonus and all this. And you put your money in, you trade, and on the screen it looks like you've, oh my God, I'm a trading genius. And then you go to get the money out, and it's like, oh, well, there's a tax you need to pay, so you give more money. Because you're in X country, there's just another fee to pay. And then there's a withdrawal fee to pay, and then there's more fees to pay than the money I was going to get out anyway, and you're never going to get your money because it was a scam.
Right.
Or there's the, like, just the investment one, but they'll be like, we do crypto mining, so you give us money and we just give you money back because we do all the hard work. Or we have traders, we have our own specialized team of traders that do all the trading for you. You give us money, we do all the trading, we give you the profit, and I don't know what we get. We get a warm, fuzzy feeling and we do it for nothing. Who knows?
Right.
Just whatever you could think of.
One of the questions I've got is where, so someone's wanting to start a cryptocurrency scam other people. Where do they find the victims to do that? How do they reach out to them?
Where do they find the victims? For the high yield investment programs, we'll just call them high IPs, there is a few sort of like your old, for like Wares sites, and I don't want to get too in the weeds.
Right.
There's like the top list sort of sites. Like, here's all the best investment sites. And there's a few of these sort of, these listing sites. So they can pay money to go on these listing sites. And then, you know, and then sometimes they even give the listing sites some money as insurance. So if anything goes wrong, the listing site can give back money to it, the people who invested. They can do that, or they go and have a flashy video on YouTube, or they get into the Telegram, different investing sites, or, you know, and because there's always a multi-level marketing bit to it. So
right,
I'll always have a referral code. And if I get someone to come under me, then I get the money. And then, so there's always a bonus. Or they'll reach out and then they'll do some fake YouTube promotion where the person who does the best YouTube promotion will get $5,000, which no one ever gets because it's not real. None of it's real. So yeah, I mean, all the social medias, Facebook. So there's about 4 trillion billion Facebook groups dedicated to crypto and Bitcoin or investing, or and they're at the moment it's just wall to wall scams, and so people post their sites in there. So I've started Steve's Crypto X 200 Daily Investment.com, and so I'll go to the anywhere I can possibly post that link, and I'll post the amazing returns, and I'll spread it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just anywhere. Twitter's a great one. They take any kind of ads these days.
Of course.
So I will put a Twitter ad up and pay for it, and thousands of people will see it, and then it'll get taken down after a day or two. But that's fine because thousands and thousands of people have seen it, and I only need a few. The site only costs me at most a few hundred dollars to set up. I get a few victims in, pay for it, it gets taken down. I don't care. I've made a profit. I've done basically nothing.
And see, that's one of the things that even I don't really appreciate is how easy it is to launch one of these investment scams. You said it yourself, just pay for Twitter for a few ads and you're going to get however many thousand views. You're going to have a certain number of those views that's going to invest money with this scheme.
Yeah. Yeah. And once they've deposited money into your website, they're never going to see it again if you don't want to give them back. So some of these sites, they set up, there's different scripts they buy. So money comes in, it calculates, it spits it back up. And some of these high yield investment sites have been up for 200-300 days, 400 days. Some have been going for a few years and they're massive and they've had millions and millions of dollars go through them. But the vast majority will last no more than 10, 20, 30 days. And most of those people are going to lose their money. But even the ones that make their money, all that money is just coming from other people.
Right.
So essentially, you're just, if you manage to make some money out of that, you're just profiting off other people's misery.
It really is just a Ponzi scheme. The initial investors, they're going to make money off the other victims that are following through. But at the end of the day, it's the whole thing is just a crime setup to scam people. And you've got people that are signing on to this because I guess media and all these other outlets are talking about the buku dollars to be made in the crypto industry.
I mean, so I've been doing this just over 2 years. And as it becomes harder to live and the economy gets worse and everyone's finding the crunch, the people looking for that way out, that extra buck. And so they're coming across things. They really want, you know, I get so many people going, I've invested all my life savings for my family and I've been scammed and now I'm ruined and I'm going to lose everything and my wife's going to leave me and I've got no house. They're just looking for that thing to help get them out of the weeds.
Right.
And people just take advantage of it. They see the 100%. And normally, maybe when they're thinking rationally, they go, 100% return in a day. But they so want it. And these people, you know, they'll have their Telegram group with like 40,000 members, of which 39,990 members are fake members. And if you scroll through it, they've all been deleted since. But anyway.
Right.
And as I've seen, they go, it looks legit. Or they've got a UK business license, which you can get for £12, which the UK is in the process of doing something from it. Company's house, that's another issue. And I'll go, well, that looks legit. And so they've never seen crypto before. They're desperate. A stupid friend of theirs maybe introduces them to it. And they're like, maybe I could do this.
Right.
And so they put their money in and they end up losing. Something will always go wrong. I can't get my money out. I've made X amount of dollars, but now I need to make an extra deposit. What do you think? And I say, well, this site's a scam and you can give them all the money you want. You're never going to get your money out because you've been scammed.
Right.
So it's so easy to set up. It doesn't cost much. There are people selling templates for any kind of financial scam you want. For the most sophisticated ones are maybe $200-$300. Then you pay for super cheap hosting. You register a website for a year.
Right.
Maybe if you go all out, you've spent $500 and you've maybe, you know, a couple of, like within a week and $500, you can have a site up and running. There you go. You've got a fleet of scam websites. And if you get two or three victims on each one before they get shut down or I find them or whatever, they've paid for themselves. And so, yeah, when I first got into it, I was messaging all these scammers through their, they always have like a live message on their websites. So right. I was messaging them and going, why are you doing this? And oh, we're not scamming anyone. And then I would just keep going and they'd drop the act. And it'd be some Nigerians and they'd be like, we don't have any other options for work. And so we scam stupid people and Americans and whatever. I'm not going to say they're all Nigerians, but okay. When I first started, I would say 9 out of 10 were Nigerians setting up these HIEPs because they're cheap. They don't have any other, you know, all of them said they don't really have any options for work. There was just no sort of future. And they were cheap to set up. And they were like, we don't care. We're not going to get in trouble.
Right.
And so, you know, I used to drop link, like IP grabbers on them and they would click on any links and I'd go, well, this is your name. This is where you are. This is your phone number. This is your address. This is all you're using. And they're like, okay, do what you want. So I would try and contact the authorities and stuff, and they'd be like, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's one of those things in Nigeria. I mean, okay, so the fraud squad is different than the police squad. So you've got that problem going on, first of all. Not only that, but if you do take one of these Nigerians to court over there, most of the time they can pay a fine, avoid jail time, get back on the street, and start doing it again.
There we go.
Okay, so 9 out of 10 Nigerians claim that they don't have any other way to make money. Okay. What about the victims? Are most of the victims Americans?
I have a Telegram group set up where people can bring me scams. People come and chat to me if they have been scammed, this and that. And I've had Nigerians, Americans, Spanish, Indian, just everywhere. Tend to not be Americans or Australians or English. It tends to be other countries, more African and Asian and Indian and stuff like that.
I don't talk to nearly the numbers of victims that you do. I do get to speak to a lot of victims and a lot of cryptocurrency victims. And a lot of those victims, I'm the guy that gets to tell them that they're not getting their money back. And I'm wondering if you have to have that same type of conversation.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, unless you're transferring very large sums of crypto from your account to another account, and it's worthwhile chasing down, you're never getting your money back. And even if it was a large amount of money, there's so many hoops to jump through, you're still probably not getting your money back. You've just been scammed of $1,000. There's not much I can do.
Right.
There's a particular nasty type of scammer out there, which is the recovery expert who will recover your scammed funds. I have a particular dislike for those, and I do my best to give them special attention.
That's good. I like that. What type of special attention do you give them?
Let's maybe move on.
Fair enough. You've shut down 25,000 scam sites in 2 years. How difficult is it to shut down a scam site?
Well, for anybody, not really that hard. So say I've got steve.com. I go there and lo and behold, they're offering ridiculous rates of return, and you look at it all and you go, this is clearly a scam. Like, I mean, anywhere offering daily returns above even 1% is guaranteed is clearly bullshit, because no one guarantees that. I've looked at all the top funds all around the world, and I'm talking guaranteed. I can teach you to trade, and you could easily make much more money than that. But in terms of, I give you $100 and you guarantee it, you turn it. No. So I go to steve.com. They're offering 25% returns for 7 days. I go, well, that's clearly bullshit. I look at a few other things, like horrendous typing typos or spelling mistakes or links that don't work. Or honestly, the dead giveaway is the company's house certificate, whether it's a they've actually paid for it or they're just using someone else's. I look at a few things.
Okay.
I go, well, this is clearly a scam. I do what I need to do. And I look up who the registrar is, which company. I look up the hosting provider and a few other things. And so I'll go to the hosting provider and I'll go send them a nice email that lays out everything. I have a number which I work with and have worked with over 2 years. So they, if they get an email from me, they're like, we'll sort that out. Some are not so friendly. They're like, well, you know, send me your victims. And I'll be like, well, you know, how about we stop them before there's a big pile of victims right to send you, because they're just going to, there's going to be 500 more sites by the time we've shut down this one with all the money they've made. But it really is as simple as sending an email to the hosting provider stating out the facts. I won't say most, but a good deal of the hosts will take them down. And if they don't, then the registrars will take them down. I work with a bunch of registrars. Some of them now, I just send them URLs and they take them down. No questions asked. Because I've just been doing it for so long. But for the general man on the street or woman on the street, sorry, if it's clearly a scam, send the evidence to the hosting provider. It'll generally be abuse at whatever the hosting provider is, say Namecheap.com, for instance.
Right.
Or they'll have an abuse link on their page and you just send it off and go, this website's a scam, take it down and here's why.
This seems like a full-time job for you.
Well, I have some automated tools set up. Scrape a number of forums. I have a sort of unofficial mutual agreement with Scam Advisor. So Scam Advisor are wonderful. They have this great website.
Right.
7 or 8 million people visited a month. You can just put in a URL and check it for anything. It can be shopping fraud, just anything at all, anything. I want to register a new passport, and for some reason I don't think I want to do it at the government website, which is the only website I can do it at. I'll put this passport website into Scam Advisor, and yeah, go on. And you can search anything you want on there. And they have their own algorithms and stuff, plus sites that have been submitted by vendors such as myself and Trend Micro and a whole bunch of other people,
right,
saying this is clearly a scam. So I use some of their tools, their back-end tools as well. I was spending nearly every day on it, but now I do maybe an hour a day.
Okay.
I used to play games on my phone. Now I'll be like laying in bed, instead of playing a game, I'll have a look at my Telegram feed and stuff, and I'll go, oh yeah, oh that's easy, and I'll send off a few emails, and you know, 10, 20, 30 websites will be dead when I wake up in the morning, kind of thing. So yeah, I used to have a partner, but he had some real life issues, right, and so he's no longer helping out, but I'm connected with a few other people that help me with a few things. And yeah, I mean, there's great tools for monitoring the registration of certificates and stuff. So I'd love to spend full time doing it.
Right.
And feel free to sponsor me. Thank you.
Well, hey, if I could afford to sponsor you, I would. Anyone out there that wants to sponsor Steve at scamkillers.org, please reach out to him. He's outstanding. If you've not gotten that yet, let me tell you, he is absolutely outstanding. Question for you. You are pissing off, angering a lot of scammers out there. Have any of them ever tried to do anything about it?
Well, I've had a few death threats. The Chinese dating scammers, I've gotten right out of that, and my partner was more into that. They tend to be run by bigger sort of organized crime, from what he could figure. Okay. And he shut down a whole bunch of them. And then apparently there was like $100,000, maybe $300,000 bounty on us. I don't really take it that seriously, but it's like, oh, still a little bit You know, that's why I'm wearing I'm actually a woman and I'm wearing a full cosmetic. My family's been hexed a few times. I'm going to die a horrible death. A few months ago, I died. But that's mainly when I interact with the scammers as I'm going to, like, I get in there, like, hey, why are you doing this? Oh, we're not a scammer. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, no, I'm not. Well, your website's about to die. No, it's not. And then I send them the propagation on their DNS, and half the DNS around the world is already dead. And I go, well, if you get this message, it was me.
I don't do nearly the type of attacks that you do with shutting down these sites. You are extraordinary with what you're doing. The altercation on Telegram where I targeted that one group, and I only got a $30,000 price tag on my head, so I'm a little jealous of you right now.
The godfather of cybercrime, $30,000?
I know. I'm just...
What's that?
I'm not nearly as popular as you, Steve.
You should probably try and piss more people off.
Maybe I should. We're going to start wrapping things up. What do people need to look out for on these sites?
If you go looking for an investment site, or a good friend, even if it's your best friend, gives you a link to an investment site, things to look out for are the rates of return ridiculous? Are they offering daily rates of return, which are guaranteed? If they are they over even 1%? Are they offering 1% return daily, guaranteed, for any amount of time? That's pretty suspect. So the rates of return, is it registered with Companies House in the UK? Red flag. Is there a multi-level marketing portion to this investment site? So if you bring someone on and then they bring someone on and then that, and if it's registered in the UK, well, that instantly makes it illegal because the laws changed in October of this year, 2023. I don't know when this is coming up, but anyway. So if it's registered in the UK and there's multi-level marketing in it, it's instantly by law illegal. But they don't really care anyway because it's nothing. But so this investment site that you've found, does it have lots of spelling errors? If you did an image search on the team, are they stock photos? If you image search the homepage of the website, do you get seven other websites which have slightly different names? But generally, if it looks a little bit too good to be true, it's because it is.
Right.
You know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. You know, if you really want to invest and get quick returns, then don't.
There you go.
Basically, there you go. Like, you know, if you have to invest in crypto, buy some Bitcoin. Put it away, forget you've got it, don't tell anyone that you bought it in the first place, and then go and get a job. There's no quick money that's safe.
I mean, that's wise advice.
That's my investing advice with Steve. There's no quick, easy money that's safe. Plenty of investments out there that I could put money into that are legitimate, that I could get huge returns on very quickly, but more than likely I'm going to lose my money.
Right.
It's more like gambling. There's no guaranteed get rich. Never has been.
A lot of crypto investors, they're not really investors, they're gamblers.
Yes.
All right, Steve from scamkillers.org. How do people reach out to you if they want to reach out to you, find your sites, help out, sponsor, report a scam, etc.?
Through scamkillers.org, there's links to the Telegram, my Twitter account. They can go from there and find me. Then on the site, you know, I've done a bunch of articles. I'll do some more under the words from behind the web scrape or whatever. It's like how to take down a scam, what some scams look like. My new favorite piece of shit scam, which is Daily Mines. You can read all about them. Cloud crypto mining. There's right. 7 hours I could talk about that. It's fucking bullshit. They're so legitimate. I had 14 of their domains I took down, and they just kept changing domains for security upgrades, not because I was taking them down, even though I would clearly show all their investors that I was taking them down. But no, we'll just keep throwing money at them because they've got good marketing.
Of course. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the Brett Johnson Show. All right, so that is Steve from scamkillers.org visiting the Brett Johnson Show, talking about how he identifies investment scam sites, what types of scammers are out there, the types of schemes that are being run, what you can do to identify a scheme. Basically, hey, if it seems too good to be true, guess what? It friggin' is. My name is Brett Johnson. This is the Brett Johnson Show. I cannot thank Steve enough for coming on the show out of the Czech Republic. We're going to close things out. I'm listening to Steve talk, and it's not that hard to just do the right damn thing. It's not that hard to look out for your fellow man. It takes some time and effort to do that. And we need more people like Steve doing these types of things. You know, that a lot of people in society, they stop acting logically and rationally, and they start to react emotionally. You know, they hear of these things where, you know, Bitcoin all of a sudden is popping, you know, 50% in a day back in the day. And they think that they can ride that train, and they stop being rational, and it allows a scammer to come in and victimize these people. We need more people like Steve to look out for each other, to help out, to shut these sites down. Please reach out to Steve over at scamkillers.org. Help a man out, because he's a one-man force right now, and I would really hate to think what would happen to all those scammers out there if we had a set of people that were doing the same thing every single day to help identify and shut down these predators that are out there. My name is Brett Johnson. We're going to close things out. How do we close it out? Same way every single time. Stay safe out there. Stay secure. And stay vigilant. More importantly, this is the Brett Johnson Show. At the end of the day, just do the right damn thing. I'm Brett Johnson. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.